This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're about getting to that point when companies are going to have to start getting specific with their people about what their futures are going to look like. Going to be in the office? Going to be fully remote? Going to be somewhere in between? The CEO of Google and its parent company, Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, said something in an email yesterday that stuck out to us. The future of work, Pichai said, is flexibility. Remote? Hybrid? Googlers get to decide, apparently. And work flexibility sounds great, but honestly, it kind of does apply only to certain jobs and certain industries. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to get on the phone with some labor economists to see what they figure the future of work might be.
If you ask a bunch of labor experts what the future of work's going to look like, most are reluctant to commit.
The future of work is uncertain.
I would say the future of work is in flux.
The future of work is not predetermined.
Those vagaries came from Carl Van Horn at Rutgers, Alex Colvin at Cornell, and Jesse Hammerling at California Berkeley. And they did elaborate. Let's start with Van Horn.
The uncertainty has to do with not only people's behavior, but also employers.
That's uncertainty about vaccine rules at the office or whether working from home is an employee benefit. Alex Colvin at Cornell says the word flexibility is just the right amount of vague for a company like Google with about 140,000 workers.
Does flexibility mean we can get rid of labor costs when we need to, employees are more disposable? Or does flexibility mean flexibility in what we're doing at work, how we do the work? Both those are flexibility, but they mean very different things to workers.
And Jesse Hammerling, who studies the future of work at UC Berkeley, says those who have to do their jobs in person at restaurants, hospitals, grocery stores usually make less than people who can work from home. And COVID only brought more attention to this inequality in the labor market.
It's really important that workers have a voice and have power in shaping what the future of work will be if we want to get ourselves off our current path that leads toward more low-paid, low-road jobs.
She says after the pandemic, worker complaints about their jobs aren't simply about low wages, but about job quality as well. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.